it's a big day for car news. First, the good news, at least for car makers. Most automakers posted strong sales in October. Toyota, Hyundai, and Subaru set records. But also, there's bad news. The flood of recalls continues. And today, the Department of Transportation fined the auto parts supplier Takata $70 million for its defective airbags. And here to talk about it is NPR's Sonari Glinton. Hi, Sonari.
It's good to be with you.
Takata is in the news because, and this is going to sound kind of scary, its airbags can go off with so much force that it will send shrapnel flying into a car's passenger cabin. I mean, is this $70 million fine the end of it?
Well, the $70 million could go up to $200 million if Takata doesn't cooperate with government regulators. The government also made an unprecedented move by making the company stop making inflators that use ammonium nitrate as the propellant. And that's what could potentially make the airbags go off with too much force. And it also says it's going to make a much more take a much more active role in recalls in general with this company.
Takata airbags are in at least 19 million cars made by 12 different car makers. I mean, fixing all those airbags in all those different cars seems kind of like a big job.
It's a monumental task. And the problem is that Takata is so widespread, there are estimates that it could take as long as 4 years to fix all these cars. What's interesting about this is that we get the fine, but we don't get a lot of the details about the problem. So we don't know exactly how many cars are going to be involved because we know those numbers are going to go up. And we still don't know the exact reason for why, you know, these airbags are going off with too much force. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, bat back some criticism, the Department of Transportation is taking a much more active role by monitoring the company and its recall efforts.
But remember, I mean, we started with that good news for car makers, record sales, right? I mean, why are cars selling so well right now?
Well, there's pent-up demand, and car sales are up across the board, even surprisingly a little bit at Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. Other automakers, they're doing everything they can to boost sales. Volkswagen has given, for instance, buyers thousands of dollars off vehicles, and Ford is stepping up its incentive programs. Takata is not a customer-facing company, so it doesn't have to worry as much about public opinion. Right. But we do know from the past that recalls take a long time to seep into our brains and to make us think about them and the problems, which is a good reminder for each of us, including you, Kelly, okay, to go to safercar.gov, which is a government website where you can put in your vehicle identification number and figure out if your car has been recalled.
Well, thanks, Sonari. Sonari Glinton covers business, cars, and the business of cars. And he joined me here at NPR West. Thanks.
It's good to be with you.